And welcome back to the upstairs basement. It's been a little while. For those of you that are new or maybe forgot who does this, it's your boy, the all-aspiring cool dad, Cody.
Yeet.
Also, a.k.a. Big Boog. Then we got my boy, the Portland wet dream, Mr. Alex Davis, also known as your local hometown hero.
No.
Well, how's that line go?
It's super, just local superhero.
Local superhero.
It's all good.
Hometown hero, superhero, local superhero.
I don't claim no hometown, baby.
Damn.
We don't claim hometown.
I tried. I tried to remember it as best I could.
We don't play no games. As always, if you're not listening on YouTube, just know we are on YouTube.
And we got some new decorations.
There's some new decorations. Yeah, yeah.
Some new visuals to look at.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Skip Grandma. Grandma, if you're listening, I'm sorry. We have the hookah going for this one. I know you asked us not to do that, but
it's
been too long. I apologize.
It has. All right. I'm debating, when do we want to do Cody's Corner? We want
beginning, middle, end?
We could
catch him up a little bit. Not much to catch up on my end.
I ain't got a lot of shit. I mean, we got some contracts in the works at work, but that's not personal life going on here.
Talk
so
about work.
I am here to tell you all about work. I'm just kidding.
I'm not here for that.
It's
yeah, you
vibe.
Can start Cody's Corner off the bat if you want.
You know, let's do it because the last episode, we had some people that life done shitted on. This week, was it 2 weeks since our last podcast we did?
Yeah, close to three.
This time, it's a much shorter list. It's harder to find. Where life rained down some magic on these people.
Okay, well,
hit them with
the intro here. I've been a rapper lately, so I gotta switch it out real quick.
Cody's Corner. Squall.
I got pretty high,
though. You did. I'm not sure how to quite. I think it's Paulson, but Lena Paulson had
so
a
this
lost.
Is where magic went their way.
Yes, this like is what? Where life rained down blessings.
I just want to thank God for it.
Mm-hmm. Bless up.
I don't know how I got these Skittles, but I want to thank God for it.
So, Lena Paulson.
Lena Paulson.
Lost her wedding ring in her garden. 16 years later, while harvesting her vegetables,
wow.
A carrot grew through the ring, and she found it on top of the carrot.
That's impressive.
16 years it took.
Good thing they stayed in the same house for
that's
16 years.
For sure.
The magic rained down upon them.
Can I get a name? God, that was good. Amen, brother.
For those others, a woman, thank you. You may
I didn't even notice this one. My next two are lottery winners, but
speaking of lottery. If you haven't checked the last podcast.
I think he was the last one, too. Virginia Fike.
Virginia.
She always chooses the same digit combination for her lottery tickets. The formula is the first number is the number of years for which her parents have been married. The second, the age at the year of their wedding. Yep, okay, that was it. And then in 2012, she bought two tickets with the same numbers.
Hmm.
Each won $1 million. Yeah.
What?
What? That's crazy. So she wilding out here. Next one.
So in reality, she won like $1 million. Because taxes.
Because taxes, yeah.
Cut that bitch in half.
But still, could have been 500,000. But it's $1 million.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Bless up.
Yay.
Squaw. That was probably a loud one.
Yay.
Next one. Yahoo!
You can tell it's an aspen because of the way it is. Anyway.
Joanne Ginther is next. Some people may have heard of this broad, but
some of you may know this, John. From way back. Way, way, way back.
Way back.
Way back.
But she won $5.4 million in the lottery. 10 years later, she won $2 million in the lottery. 3 years later, she won $3 million in the lottery. And then in 2008, she won $10 million. She done won the lottery 4 times.
I'm pretty sure she got me pregnant, so she owes me some child support or something.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah, 18 years, baby.
18 years. Back pay, add taxes onto that.
Thank you. There's some interest there. Just some financial opportunities.
I only had 3 for this one, and 2 of them were lottery. So I didn't even recognize 2 of them were lottery, but it's a lot harder to find. Oh, Mr. Bombings.
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Two Bombs. He made the list of blessings, but...
For the same story?
Yeah, for the same story because he lived.
Right.
So I wasn't about to include him again.
Not
because
one. Two more about.
I mean, he's dying now because of those, so it's not like it was a blessing. I mean, he lived more, but...
To tell the tale.
Now here he is.
So. Yeah. Yeah, man.
He got some blessings, but not all the blessings. He didn't get that 4-time lottery win blessings.
Close, dude. Pretty dang close. Really splitting hairs trying to decide like which list he should be on more. It's really close. Might need like a folded note card to put in between to decide which list he should be on.
I'm straight on the shitted side. To go through two bombings. Oh, dude, for sure. My God. Yeah. Oh,
he probably would have rather died.
I can see people being like, oh, he's blessed. He lived twice. No, can you imagine his life after that? He just lost everyone. He loved.
What life does he have? It couldn't have been a happy one.
Can you just think of the shit he dreams about?
Yeah, what kind of PTSD is that?
Shit.
2 nuclear bombs. It's a blessing and a curse.
God, you are on the comments now. I'm loving it. God, yes.
Oh, God. So that was it for Cody's Corner this week?
Yeah, it was hard to find, like, actual blessing ones. There were ones I saw a penny on the ground. I went to turn the corner, and I was like, why didn't I pick up that penny? I turned around, and there was a 20.
There was my wife.
I found her.
I found her.
Oh, okay, there is one of those, but this, I don't remember the guy's name. Anyway, got a random, he lived in Florida, she lived in like Ohio, somewhere in the Midwest.
A Florida man
received a phone call by mistake. He loved her angelic voice. And so they talked for hours on the phone. They exchanged letters. 6 months later, he met up with his pen pal. I want to say it's this year. They're celebrating 30 years as a married couple.
Hell yeah.
And that's a real story.
That's crazy.
I don't remember his name, but I don't know if that is blessings or if that's just happy coincidence.
Yeah. It's love at its finest.
Love.
I'm going to have to hit this again. Yeah. And that was this episode's
Cody's Corner
Squad. It's lit.
It's lit in here.
Call me Travis Scott because it is goddamn lit in here tonight.
Goddamn.
How is business, Khaled? Booming.
Boom.
How annoying would that be to talk like that the whole time?
You know what, Cody? You know what I was thinking? I thought I'd bring a new segment to the podcast. I would get so tired of listening to you. Oh, my God.
What do you mean? You mean to tell me?
This is not a great voice.
You couldn't listen to this for an hour a week?
I could not. No.
What kind of hootenanny are you talking about?
Yee.
Hit him with the yeet. Oh, don't do it.
You see where I'm coming from?
Oh, my God. Anyway, I do have a new segment idea. I'm looking for the best, the brightest, the most interesting stories shared via Twitter.
Okay.
Via 140 characters.
I heard a little bit about this.
And I found one for the first segment.
Okay.
It is an unlikely date, an unlikely event, and a hell of a twist later on.
Oh, shit. I am... Okay. Okay.
We will add it in post, so we won't have it live with us right now. But we're going to throw in some good old reading music for this Twitter story. Cue that reading music for me, please.
Pow. Pow, baby.
Okay, so we have a man. No name given. His at name is at BVDHAI. First tweet. I'm about to tell you an epic tale about subterfuge, dating in the 21st century and the fall of human civilization. This actually happened to me, and it could happen to you too. Get some popcorn. This is a thread.
I kind of wish I had popcorn for this. I love this shit.
So a few weeks ago, I was on the Tinder machine shopping my soul around, and I matched with a very attractive young lady. No bio. Fairly innocuous. Oh, hang on. It stopped. I message her some random shit, and we chat for an hour or so, and she says, "Here's my number. Text me." I'm like, "Okay, sure thing." I text her and we make small talk about work for a bit. Then she goes, "Actually, I have this huge presentation I'm working on for my job. Would you be offended if I got back to you in like a week or two when I've got more free time? You're cute and I want to meet you. I'm just too busy right now." I thought, well, that's an overly elaborate way to ghost someone. I say, "LOL, I wouldn't be offended. I totally get it. Hit me up when you're free." And she says, "Thank you. I was worried you would think I was trying to blow you off, haha. But for sure, I'll text you in like a week. I'm excited." In my head, I'm like, "Sure." But I respond with a happy face emoji. Two weeks pass, and I completely forget about her, and I remember to go back to our Tinder conversation, and I can't find the conversation. I think, well, that's weird. She deleted her Tinder, but I take it as overly elaborate ghosting methods. Then just yesterday, I get a text, "Hey, I'm finally free, LMAO. My friend is DJing near Union Square around 6 tomorrow. I was wondering if you wanted to go for a bit, then we could go get drinks after and see what happens." I'm like, well, I'll be damned. Genuinely didn't think she would message me. I reply, "Yeah, I should be free. I'd be down." And she says, "Amazing. I want to be running around today and tomorrow, but just come around 6 and I'll meet you by the stage, then we'll head out." I say, "Sure thing. Looking forward to it." This morning she texts me at 9 a.m. "Hey, it's going to rain today, but I think it should clear up in time for our date." I'm like, "Cool. I'll be there." I play football with one of his friends earlier today and express my incredulity at the situation. I find her Instagram. It says singer, actress, model, 3,000 followers. And I'm like, "Ugh, I don't know, bro. This shit feels off, but fuck it." I make my way to Union Square, eat a hot dog, and look over by this open lot by 17th Avenue, and there's a stage and a DJ and about 100 people and cameras and shit, and I think, well, this is some random ass Manhattan shit. She texts me, "Hey, I'm running a little late, but just meet me by the stage, then we can go." I wasn't going to stand in front of the stage. Oh, excuse me. I wasn't going to stand in front of the fucking stage, so I stand off to the side a bit. Eventually, I see a girl moving towards backstage with two enormous bodyguards and sunglasses, and I realize it's her, and I'm thinking, what thine fucketh is going on? Great terminology. Nice.
Yes.
I stay back and assess the situation, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to stay right here where I am until she texts me. The DJ eventually stops playing, and she gets on stage, and I'm so fucking confused, but I think, well, I guess she's a social media personality or some shit. I immediately think I'm too old for this shit. She gets the mic and is like, "Thanks for coming out. I bet you're all wondering what this is about." And I'm like, "Yeah, what the fuck is this about?" She then says, "So I know all of you here are on Tinder." And I'm like, emoji. Many emojis. Then she says, "I've invited you all here for a chance to go on a date with me," and proceeds to give a Hunger Games speech about what it's going to take to date her. This one's in all caps. All the dudes there she found on Tinder and texted them the same shit. I'm shook. Every man in the crowd looks down and mimes, "What in the name of Scooby-Doo is this shit?" to themselves.
I would do, son of a bitch.
At that point, I am genuinely amazed at the fallopian fortitude this girl possesses.
Fucking awesome line.
This is top 10 greatest finesse of all time. Dudes actually stayed and played. I went home. Another tweet, all caps. "I trust no one. I trust nothing anymore. Vanity will be the demise of human civilization. Don't get got." The end. He then follows it up with a photo of the scene of the girl on the stage and all the men looking on. And that was the end of that thread.
Holy shit.
Fallopian fortitude.
Cue the music or leave it going?
Oh, you can cue the music off.
Pow. Pow, baby. PowerPoint. 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 Holy shit. Okay, like, I remember, like, it's been a minute since I've been on Tinder. And I remember it was, like, when I was leaving Tinder. It was when people, like bots, were starting to get on Tinder with no bios, just super smoking one or three pictures.
And then, like, check out my stream.
Yeah.
Link below.
Yeah. And I was like, nah, I'm going to just get off of this shit, because now it's just going to be all bots and shit like that. And I would have had the thought, the same one this dude has, like, the fuck?
Kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Little innocuous.
And then, yeah, I same thing. I would have been like, this is an elaborate way to ghost me. Like, just say it. Just say, nah, I'm not feeling this.
Yeah, because who's just going to go on Tinder and be like, oh, I'm actually busy for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'll reach out to you in like 2 weeks.
Right.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Did you not read my bio in 6'5"?
that's it. Like,
you think I play games?
I'm pretty sure, like, people who swiped right and we matched read my bio and they're like, 6'5".
This is a bot?
That's all I fucking need to say.
I wonder if girls have bots. I never asked. If they had, like, male bots.
We gotta ask someone. Find out.
Oh, do they hold strong with their fallopian fortitude? What a line, dude.
That was probably the best line beside thine fucketh is going on.
There's an extra tweet that's added in that story, not by him, but the official Thesaurus Twitter retweeted that and said, "Fallopian fortitude, everyone. Welcome to one of the best phrases we've ever heard."
Yeah.
Or it was like something like the magic of the English language or something like that.
Like, holy shit. Who would have thought to put those two together? Fantastic wordsmanship.
Dumb Liddy in a young city. God. There's just some words you just have to like randomly throw together. You're like, kind of a bop.
Yeah.
Fallopian fortitude.
Fallopian fortitude.
Do you have it? Are you lacking it? Come to the webinar and find out.
Like, I'm trying to think of it from her perspective. How the fuck do you have the fallopian fortitude to put this together? Like, what? Where were you in life that made you think?
What was the original concept?
Yeah. Was she just
like,
watching?
Did it go out of hand? Like, was it better than she thought? Or was it like, no, we're going to get 100 dudes. Easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
They're dudes. And they're going to show up for a fallopian filling. Too far? Was that too much?
That was good. I enjoyed that.
That was a little far. Apologies.
I sure enjoyed it. I wonder if she was just watching the Hunger Games and just saw like one of the last ones where all the dudes are,
do you
like,
think she
looking
has a,
at her.
Do you think she has an ego?
No.
It's like, oh, these men will work for me. Have like a weird Xerxes voice.
I want to know what they had to do.
Like what the game
the
was?
The game was.
My bank account balance is currently $12,386.
I wish.
Mine's not. I just throw a number there. I'm an accountant at a Fortune 500 company. I definitely don't work at Jimmy John's. just want to throw, just for funsies, just want to throw a fun... A fun joke out there.
Yeah.
That's definitely not me. Did you see the tag? Oh, that's not a tag on my suit. Yeah, so.
I didn't just rent this. I own many suits at home.
Trust me, you can ask the lady at Persnicket if she knows
in,
me.
In my mansion. On the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Oh, you've heard of it? That's my place, yeah. Yeah.
I did not pull my references from Gossip Girl.
What if she was
no,
like...
No.
What if she was like, so coming out of the ground is going to be a box of weapons? First come, first serve.
Some of them would be crazy enough to do that shit.
The New York government has allowed this for today.
Yeah. This will be 1 hour.
We will fight to the death. If you fuck with any of these two enormous bodyguards I have, they will kill you.
Are you not entertained?
Fucking Fat Man Scoop just comes out of nowhere, hyping him. <Yeah. laughs>
Oh my god! What a thread!
Just wild.
How do you
like? Is that that's an epic troll to me? But the fact that guys stayed and played does not surprise me.
Yeah, no, that is not surprising.
Because I feel like a bartender. No offense to bartenders or our bar. One of the waitresses or whatever could just hop in the bar and be like, fight for me. And guys would be like, oh, hell yeah, hold my beer.
Hold on now. That's all I had.
Hold on. Okay.
You see where I'm coming from now? Let me see your Western moves. One of those. Going on the old town road.
Anyway, you're not choosing your topic. I got it. I got it, dog.
Hit me with it.
All right. Anyone who's ever been in a relationship can probably relate to this topic.
Okay.
When you have an issue with your significant other, there may come a time that an argument, a confrontation, a talking to needs to be had.
Yes.
And you proceed to have that. And you tell them whatever the issue is.
Yep.
You say this too much. Stop saying that. You say you want to do this, but we never do that. Whatever it may be. The next few days, Great. It happens.
Right.
You don't even need to ask for it. You don't need to beg for it. Just happens all.
They just do it.
It's great. And then, give or take a few more days, it's back to business as usual. The problem persists.
The same annoying shit keeps happening.
You fall back into that comfortable space that they were in before.
Yeah.
Why? Why does that happen? Whether it's an argument, a simple conversation, and asking you to do this a little bit better or differently, whatever it is. Why does it disappear after a few days?
Okay. I know exactly this conversation.
Hey, you smoke too much weed. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
They don't smoke weed for a few days. And then it comes back like a fucking sack of potatoes in your face, dude.
Yeah. I know that exact one.
And it's like, oh, we're back to smoking weed all the time. Okay, cool. Didn't want to ease back into it. Just doing it. Okay. It's like a harsh example, but example nonetheless.
But I've been there on that one. It's just an annoying thing. But hey, I just think it's like,
get off your phone.
I don't know if it's our generation or younger generations, like under 30. Or this whole, I'm gonna do me. I don't need to change me type shit. If someone doesn't love me for being me, it's like,
yeah,
like they, people they're compromise.
They're like cool with the change for a couple of days. Yeah. And then something flips and they're like, psh, this motherfucker trying to change me.
Yes.
Y'all can't change me. I am like, who I is.
It's like, I didn't say you couldn't do it.
Who's
like,
you?
Oh my goodness. I'm getting worked up in my own mind thinking about this right now. Just the conversations I have had. Oh my goodness.
But it is wild that it just falls back into whatever, whatever you want to call it.
The same dumbass habits, routines.
Yeah. Whatever they just want to do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't know. It relates to me like you can't change who you are unless you want to.
Yeah.
Under any circumstance. It's the same thing. It's like, oh, my lover wants me to do this differently. I'm going to try really hard to do this differently. And then after a couple of days, it's like, I don't need to try that hard.
This isn't me. It's called a compromise.
If he doesn't love me like this, then he doesn't love me.
I had a whole relationship full of those talks. I'm glad that's over.
Yeah.
It's just like, who?
Sorry.
Why are people just so set in their ways? Like, the whole you can't change me, I am who I am thing. Like,
yeah.
I didn't ask you to change. I understand
if you have your few things where it's like, I will not change this for anybody. Like me, if some girl is like, you play video games too much, I'd be like, okay, well, not going to change.
Yeah.
I'm going to play my video games because I'm an adult. I'm going to do that.
Adult.
But if she was like, hey, you're on social media too much, I'd be like, oh, you're right. I should probably not do that. It'd be better for me if I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to have shit you won't change, at least let it know early on, like, hey, hope you don't have a problem with this because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do wipe front to back. You can't change
you
that.
You can't change that. It's who I am.
If you're going to be right back to front, I might try for a day, but I'm going to fall back into place and do what I want to do.
It's a familiar comfort.
It's what I'm used to. Don't knock it till you try it, man.
I just wish people were more willing to actually give it a shot outside of a week.
I feel like it would just be healthier that way. Like, you're right. It's a compromise.
Like, give it a real fucking chance. Like, you did it for a week. Do it for like a month or 2 months. Like, if it's really bugging the shit out of you, have that talk later. Like, this isn't working for me. I have to do this. But at least give it a real fucking shot to happen.
Or when you have a conversation, then like 2 months later, you have the same exact conversation.
Yeah. My personal one was people who get shit-faced all the time. I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about. But it's
I have no idea.
The fuck you need to get shit-faced for all 3 days of the weekend?
Yeah. True.
Like, I can see one... I can't, but one day a week, whatever, younger, I can see it. But not Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and, like, boozy brunches on Sunday. Like, how do you have a bankroll for that much booze?
Bottomless mimosas are cheap, baby.
Son of a bitch. That was my big one. I can't do this.
Yeah, you just need to find someone who can do that with you, I guess.
But that's got to be such a weird ass, like, just getting fucked up all the time together. Gucci, baby.
Gang. It's all Gucci, gang.
Squaw.
We up in this thing. I like chicken wings.
The rap sign's coming out. Rap superstar.
So you say you want to be... Sorry.
Live large. A big house. One car. No pinky ring. Two Christmas stockings. What did I have queued up?
Cue it up, baby.
Cue it up. You know.
You know what this is going down, baby.
We talked
got topics
a little bit.
On the daily, baby. We doing what we doing. Oh, sorry. I blacked out. What are we doing?
I was going to let you keep going. I was excited to see how long you could keep that up for.
I was ready to just prattle off random shit.
I was fucking ready for that.
Maybe I'll dive into it.
Okay, cool.
After you get over your topic.
We talked about time hit you hard today in realizing that summer for you is 2 months deep. So
just
far.
How fast time's going by and how I'm not doing much.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we haven't had like a real summer yet.
Right. It fucking snowed yesterday.
Yesterday.
Summer's Eve.
June 20th, it snowed.
Fucking snowed.
For anyone not in Montana area, that's fucking crazy.
Shit was
right?
Not lit.
Y'all want to move
Yo,
here?
I'm straight up not having a good time.
Can we switch houses with someone out of state?
Someone in Arizona? Or
Yo, speaking of Arizona,
Long
so
Beach.
Many people I know are interested in moving to Phoenix. And I'm like, yo, same, but crazy.
So three.
Like, Phoenix and Portland seem to be like hot spots right now, especially the people in Bozeman.
Portland is my hot spot right now.
Portlandia.
You know, we got the Portland wet dream in here.
What's up, baby?
You would fucking love Portland.
Hell yeah, dog.
We should go to Portland together.
Yo, let me get my vape, dog. We can go out to Portland. We can get Mad Liddy, smoking kombucha, dude.
3 of my friends have already moved to Arizona this year alone.
Where in Arizona?
One in Scottsdale. The other one is going, I want to say it's Joshua Tree, Arizona. And where the other one I want to say is in Phoenix.
No Tucson?
No Tucson.
No Tucson out there?
No. No Tucson's.
That's crazy. Man, that's crazy.
But I was like, this year, 3
that's
people.
That's so crazy.
Done move to Arizona.
Time after time. I just found my hand.
I would move to Havasu.
That'd be weird to like live there. I feel like that's how people would view like moving to Vegas.
See, I'd move to Vegas too.
Me too, because I know what it's like to live there. But I feel like if you were to just tell someone who's never lived in like 24/7 city,
right?
They'd be like, "What? Why would you live there? Like, because it's fucking dumb, litty in it."
Havasu is fucking. It's boring as shit outside of spring break.
Yeah,
but it's warm. It's pleasant. The lake's right there. It's a retirement community outside of spring break. And I'm like, you know what? I could fucking kick it.
And then you could make bank during spring break and be like, yo, I got a garage.
Yes, dude.
Y'all can stay here.
I got 3 bedrooms. No, you don't.
It's just a garage.
You got a bed and a bathroom and 2 fold-out couches. That's not 3 bedrooms. It's 1 bedroom and 2 couches.
If you read it right, the bed was in parentheses.
I also got a hot tub. It's not working. I got a basketball hoop, but my kids are going
to
play on
it. You guys can't have access to it, but we do have one.
God, what a... And it took us forever to get the money back from that bitch, too. Ugh. Scam. We got.
If anyone wants to be my roommate for a day, it's $30 a night. The other room's a Airbnb. If you need a spot to chill.
Not bad.
It even comes with a bed and a TV and shit. 5-star rated. We got a keypad on the door now. It's pretty lit.
Shit, 30 a night, not bad for Bozeman.
Yeah, he's doing it for like 2 months or something like that. He wants to get his rating up and then be like, all right, we going real prices now. We have hitters now.
Oh, shit.
We got that good spot now. We do have a working hot tub. We got all the appliances.
We got mountain views. We got a hot tub. We got security cameras.
Skirt.
List off the amenities. He's going to be a super host in no time.
Hell yeah. And I'm just going to be the affiliate. What's good?
What's good?
Oh, what's up? I'm here all the time and I'm up till 3 a.m. So deal with it.
Ska.
If you hear if you hear me yelling, it's just at my video games. Because I told you I ain't compromising on this shit.
Yes. Dinger days in Belgrade.
Dinger days. And dinger days. Boom.
While we're on this goddamn topic, I really sidetracked myself.
I feel
here.
All over the place.
Yeah.
I'm all over the
this
place.
This podcast is bouncing around the randomness right now.
I've got the snow in my face. Even though it's summertime.
Oh my God. You feeling yourself?
What's good, family?
You got plans this summer?
You know, yeah, high on that video game shit 24/7, baby. We get that green, God. Baby. We turning in credits on the daily, getting days gone credits up, man. We don't fuck with the horde.
Who is you?
I got shooters on my back. You don't fuck with the mongrels. We some hitters. Got the oil filter as my suppressor.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've been waiting to get out some of this energy, dog.
I've been seeing this shit.
And I just ate right before we did this, so I'm fucking die. Get full with me. Dingers, baby. In all aspects of life. You imagine an emotional speaker just relating everything to baseball.
To baseball.
Gotta get those numbers up, man.
Those are rookie numbers.
You know what we need? We need more fucking dingers, dog.
You know what we need? And on our marketing team, more dingers.
And a quarter three, 50 dingers.
Sales team, more dingers.
On base percentage is low. Get that up. Get that up.
I need someone to hit the cycle on the sales team.
Who's the closer in here, huh? What's your ERA, huh? Yeah, tell us.
That's not good enough.
How many Ks you got? No, not thousands. Strikeouts, baby. We're talking real numbers.
Real numbers only.
Real rap.
Oh, shit.
You got bars?
Just like the weirdest crossover.
Just a rapping, baseball-loving, motivational speaker.
I don't know if I could sit through that.
Human resource guy.
You got to be more monotone for that. Monotone rap.
Oh, you think I'm Toby? You think I'd ride the pine?
We're going to need dingers from all of you, okay? Someone's going to need to hit the cycle. I need my closer.
Then you have one camera just looking at the camera. This is what I have to deal with.
Oh, shit.
Go off, Toby.
The one supportive guy.
Yeah, man. Tell him, dude. Dinger. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to win the pennant this year, man.
So, yeah, if you could have those reports on my desk by 5. The TPS reports. That's my stapler.
Oh, that's my stapler.
I already moved my desk. I don't want to go to the basement. Oh, you know what I'm doing in a few weeks?
and dingers.
Dingers and Mount Rushmore, baby.
You're going to Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
God, the most fucking overhyped monument.
I know. Okay, so listen.
It's still cool. It's not cool. I'm not saying it's not cool. It's cool. It's just a lot smaller than I expected.
I mean, I've been.
Yeah, me too.
Kirsten's parents have not.
Did you let them know?
I have not told them yet. I'm just going to let them. They're very patriotic, so they're probably just going to love the shit out of it. I'm very patriotic, but I expected a more grand scale than what you see in the promotional videos.
Remember your first time? It's going to be like that.
It's going to be almost exactly like that.
Just not meeting expectations.
It's going to be hype, but it's not going to last long.
Trust me, I thought it was going to be bigger too. It wasn't.
It
I'm
wasn't.
Sorry.
I can't change that.
You thought the excitement was going to last longer? It didn't. It's okay.
But we're here now.
Not everyone blows their load the first time they see it. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean.
Oh, bruh. Spilling tea. Not even spilling
Spill
tea.
It.
It's just a venting. Who picks to get married July 4th weekend? Who does this? So 2 weeks, we're going to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Kirsten's in the wedding.
Yeah.
It's in Wyoming, July 5th. Because they know people are going to take the 4th off to do family as shit or just enjoy their 4th. But nah, instead, on the 4th,
fireworks.
People got to be driving to fucking Wyoming.
Nah, I'll be lighting fireworks. Do you see my drug money pile over there? It's expanded.
I just tried.
Disclaimer, it's not drug money.
It's not.
But, a.k.a. drug money.
Bruh, did you see what I just tried?
No.
I just tried the whole.
Hit the. Whoa.
I don't even know what. I'm not even. Am I on? I don't hear myself.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh.
Maybe your other thing got unplugged.
Well.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
And you can't
I'm
hear yourself?
Low. Yeah.
You're a little low.
But, you know, I could probably continue with, I'm just probably hearing myself outside of my headphones muffled.
Say something?
Yeah, there I'm back.
Okay.
We're all good in the hood again.
It's all goody.
So Kirsten's parents were also invited to the wedding. So they're coming up here, and we're doing a little family road trip to the wedding.
Ooh, that's Baker Mayfield types of dangerous.
Yeah. So they hadn't seen Mount Rushmore, and they're like, it's not that much farther. It's like 2.5 hours from the wedding site. So we are swinging through South Dakota on the way to Wyoming to view Mount Rushmore. I haven't been there in a few years. I'm down to go back, take it in, see what happens this time around.
Nice.
Then going to the wedding. I know it's going to be one of those obligated to pick up at the very end things because Kirsten's in the wedding. But at the same time, my ass has been in bed at like 9:30 all the time. I can't stay up this late.
I mean, it's my paycheck. I made that money, so it's mine.
I mean, shit, this is late right now. 10:04? Shoot. My melatonin is deep in my REM cycle right now.
Yeah, dude. Science, dude.
Science.
Hit them with the neurotransmitters, baby. Let them know what's going on in your body right now. The synapses are firing fast.
Fast, dude.
Just getting it slow because I'm melatonin.
Bruh. And then on the way back, we swinging up through the Tetons, Jackson Hole. And I don't know if we're going to go back through Yellowstone or just take the ugly way through Idaho back because it's quicker. I don't know yet. We'll see how much time we have. But that's like my summer plans right now.
I don't know.
What do you got planned?
Floating.
Yeah.
Work. Work floating. Some more work. Hopefully some more floating. Probably one sunburn. Going to get the tattoo started here soon. As you see the drug money over there.
Yeah.
It's going towards tattoo on the arm. That's dope.
Yo, I'm going to really need Doug to come through because I messaged his
Dougie
ass.
Dougie Fred. When did you say you messaged him?
Monday.
They're closed Monday.
But he done seen it.
But it's Friday. Maybe.
No, it wasn't. It was a Wednesday because I waited a week before I messaged him after I went in to ask him if he had played around with sizes at all. And designs. I sent it at 3:52. It was red at 4:07. So he probably just forgot. You know, oh, shoot.
Dude, he forgot once after he scheduled my thing. Yeah. I came in. I was like, I'm here for my appointment. And he's like, what?
Doug, baby.
But then it was fine. It worked out just fine.
But I don't want to be persistent. Like, what if he's just like, I'll get to it, dog. And then I message him again and he's like, you needy motherfucker.
Well, if he doesn't get back to you by next Thursday, you can just come with me next Thursday.
Okay, cool.
Because that's probably when I'll stop in. Because I'm going to message him stuff in between that time. But I'll go in Thursday to make sure.
Okay.
And be like, yo, you see my shit? I saw you read it. Schedule that.
Where is it?
Draw it.
I just wanted part of it for the wedding. I wanted to just have it peek out a little bit, you know? What is this? Let me tell you what this is. Have you heard about the gods? Let me show you.
As you can see, it's peeling pretty harshly right now, but all is well.
Odin is happy.
Kirsten, the Aquaphor, please. I'm about to show this bitch off.
Shine, baby.
Are you glowing? Why, yes, I am. It's the Aquaphor.
It's the Aquaphor.
I put it all over my body. Wait, hold on. It's just for your... No, the whole tube's gone.
You like to see my legs. I'm so shiny.
Flexing on you.
Look at the detail to my muscle.
Make it sound such like a delicacy. What, you don't have aquaphor in your body?
I keep it by the gallon tubs. Hold on.
We see who's prepared and who's not at this wedding. Honey, I'll be over here.
We've got aquaphor versions. I'll be at the next table. Oh, I had a question for you.
One or two
hobbies you have always wanted to try, but maybe you haven't had the time.
Hobbies?
Yeah.
That I haven't done before.
Yeah. It could be like even hobbies like people like a hobby could be hiking, skydiving.
Do you have yours down?
No. Fuck. Not quite. I was thinking one would probably be whitewater rafting. I've done it a couple times, but it's not like it's a hobby. It's like I've gone twice. But I could make that shit a hobby because it was fun as fuck the two times I did it.
I've always wanted to go-karting a lot.
Okay.
That comes across my mind very often for a 26-year-old. I really want to go-karting.
Okay.
I always think back to Havasu when Fop and Mr. Flex, they got the side-by-side ATVs.
Oh, yeah?
Shit. I wish I had one so I could just go ride 4 days.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That would be dope. That'd probably be my two off the top of the dome hobbies.
I got whitewater rafting.
They're both driving. You know, I fucking drive all
the
time.
You just want to drive aggressively.
Yeah. I got so many pet peeves building up in my system. Don't bump people. Fuck you, I'm bumping people. Can't tell me
what
to do.
I want.
I pay cash for this shit. You see my drug money? You think I'm not a man?
A part of that's tattoo money.
You see this shit? Straight cash.
Discounted. Doug, hook up.
My guy. My ray of sunshine.
I hope he gives me like...
A decent deal?
A slight deal compared to what he gives you. Because Doug gives you mad discounts.
I'm a loyal customer, dog.
He's done all my tattoos except for one, but it's like one a year.
Yeah, and I have a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of tattoos.
So he's done 1, 2, 3, 4. Out of the 4 years I've been getting tattoos, he's done one each year. Cause I got,
on
I
average?
Got, yeah, I got 2 1 year. This one was in Denver shortly after I got this one. So
I got 20 something and they're all by him.
I'm working. Okay, I'm going to soon enough three. One arm.
You have more adult wins than I do, so I can't talk shit about it. Could you just come back and be like, oh, yeah, well, I paid off on my debt. Oh, yeah, well, I get paid X amount a year. And I'll be like, okay, well. Okay,
weird flags, but okay.
I have a little bit of drug money. So.
You seen it. Like, I got stacks.
Not to flex on you or anything, but it's like half a sack. And it goes to rent every month. Oh, man. Bills, bills, bills.
Bills
smoking
suck,
fatty.
Dude.
Smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? We don't smoke. Sorry. $15. Little man, put that shit in my hand. Name the movie.
I can't even name it right now. No.
What?
It's not coming to me.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, that would not have come to me right away. That would have taken me so long to get. I'm just thinking.
That's a good movie, dog.
Yeah. I've only ever seen it one time. That's like one of the only. It's like one of the only solid memories I have of that movie. I got to watch it again. I think it's on Netflix still.
Dope. Oh, I watched the Ted Bundy, Zac Efron.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah?
Okay. It was all right.
He plays it well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you watched it too? Did you watch the Ted Bundy tapes?
I caught the last two episodes. It was like four episodes. I caught the last two.
A lot more detailed than the movie.
Yeah.
Because in the movie kind of like pieces together what the tapes were kind of missing.
Yeah.
Like, all right. If this is all factual information, I think I got the gist of this thing.
Right. Oh. This is another one. Do you ever find it hard to just bite your tongue when people are saying shit to you?
No, I do it at work all the time. When people say shit to me, like talking shit to me?
Not like talking shit to you.
Just being just dumb?
Like,
just dumb people?
Or like saying some shit you know isn't true or like...
Oh, yeah. I hold my tongue really well.
Sometimes... It's
customer service, baby. I know how to shut the fuck up. But then as soon as I go to the back, dumb motherfucker. What? Why do you think Panama's a fucking...
Like, say it's a coworker.
Oh, yeah, I hold my tongue. I'll talk shit later.
Okay, yeah. I have a hard time not calling people out on this shit. I hold my tongue, but goddamn it, if it's not a struggle.
I just make faces at other coworkers like, you hearing this shit? You hearing this shit? Did he just say what the fucking thing he said?
I wish I had other coworkers to look at that I would understand my looks, but they
Betsy,
all,
you hearing this shit?
She would be the only one, but she always just stays in her office. She's smart like that. She ain't out in the open like me.
Want to hear the funniest thing that I was told that a girl once said?
Yeah.
Should I just hit the quote or just tell you what she said? I don't know if I can remember the quote. Okay, the quote this girl said, something along the lines of this. I am so scared I might be pregnant. I didn't pee after we had sex last night.
Mm.
What?
Yep.
Why would you peeing after sex stop you from being pregnant?
It's a thing they do. I don't get how that works.
That's what... When I was told that, I could just do this. Really? Fuck the pull-out method. If you just pee, it's cool.
I can't do that here. We can't say those things on this podcast. I'm gonna switch. What are you giggling at?
What does that mean?
I was going to do the... But we can't... You know what I'm talking about.
The fucking space, dude.
Not space. No. Who does this in a comedy skit and says something after?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I can't say that shit on here. You know now. If you know, you know. But we don't say such things.
No. God, that's funny.
Okay, here was one thing I got to thinking about today. How fucking weird is it? Documents and the whole... What the fuck did I use? The act of documenting. How fucking weird is that?
Active doc. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like,
this is some first world shit I'm not acquainted with.
Like, in my bit, like, I gotta document fucking everything we do, from like contracts to purchase orders to shipping.
So what's an active doc? What do you mean?
Like, I have to document everything. So like, if we sent something to someone in Europe, I have all the paperwork. Like, just documents. And so filing it away would be like documenting.
So, like, active filing. Like, right away filing?
Yeah.
Not just putting it to the side to file some other time?
I mean, just creating the document is like documenting this happened.
Okay. Yeah. So, you, like, send something with the postage, then you have to create a document real quick. Be like, I sent this thing. Here's the postage.
Yeah.
This is proof.
Yeah.
That I did that.
Like, how fucking weird was it that someone came up with this process? Because back in the day, they just like... There weren't receipts. Receipts are documents.
No,
that's documenting a transaction. Like, back in the day, people were like, you know what? I'll take the fucking chicken. Here's my money. There was like, here's a fucking receipt on parchment. Here you go. Like, when the fuck did this start? Because like,
someone's probably pissed something didn't work out.
My example is like when they was like writing the Bible and shit. Like, who was, are like the Romans beforehand when they were writing about their kings and queens and shit. Who was like, oh shit, you know what? I'm going to write this down. Hold up real quick. Like, who was just like,
we're going to remember this.
Yeah. Who thought of like, I'm going to write this down. And then who saw it and was like, I like what they did here. Let's keep this going. It's just weird to me. Like, it's a normal thing now. But
I wonder how long it wasn't questioned until someone was like, nah, that's some fugazi, fugazi.
Fugazi, fugazi. It's a whatsy, it's a woozy.
Get that out of here. Like, I wonder who, like, read some, like, old scripture, like, Roman shit. Like, oh, he did this crazy thing. And it's just like, no way.
No, hold on. I'm going to re-document this.
I've seen the real documents. I'm just going to rip this page out.
Like,
you know what? We got to recarve this stone. This is not how it went down.
I don't like this version. Hold on. I'm going to make a new one. Destroy that shit. This is the new one.
Are you sure? I believe it is.
That's the rant. I had that thought today when I was doing my shit. I was like, who the fuck was like, you know what? I'm going to write this down. Let's document this. We're going to need to remember this.
I'm going to need to tell my kids about this shit just in case.
I don't know. It was just a fucking random thought I had.
That's okay.
I had to get it out there. See what you were thinking. Huh.
Yeah, roughly 2 minutes.
Okay. Let's get futuristic with it then. What's one goal you want to achieve within the next year? So for Mike, let's say July this upcoming year to July of next year. What is one goal you want to achieve?
That's not one of my resolutions.
Yeah.
In the next year? Do you have one?
Yeah. I want to get my credit score to the spot where it's house loan acceptable.
What's that?
580. I'm close. But I've been rebuilding for a long time because Wells Fargo really fucked me up after. Because, like, they do the thing, and I know I'm not alone in this one because I talked to a fucking home lender about this. Because we've been looking at buying houses and shit. Because, like, we have our house fund going and shit like that. And all of our finances are in line to make this happen. And I talked to her. I was like, I just didn't get a notice from Wells Fargo when the shit came due. Like, I expected to get a letter in the mail or, like, a phone call saying, hey,
yeah,
make your payment. So I was like, it had completely slipped my mind because I hadn't had to make payments on it because I was in school. And that shit was just dinging my credit score all the fucking time. And now I've built it back up to a pretty good spot. I mean, it's not great, but within the next year, it'll be like house loan acceptable, and then it'll just go up from there. But
yeah,
just hitting that plateau.
I think that's kind of silly. It's a little
silly. Okay.
It's a little fun.
It's a fugazi. It's a fugazi.
We choose a Wheaties. Whatever. I want to have a better organized and smaller size closet.
Okay.
I want to be able to get through my shit, preferably sell anything that I don't want.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get rid of it so I can minimalize my amount of clothing.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't need all the fucking clothes I have. Half the shit I don't wear.
Yeah.
I still have stuff in my closet with tags on it.
Yeah.
Like, I need to figure out, I need to, like, inventory, like, my essentials and then just pick my favorites to match my, like, predetermined inventory. Yep. And then the rest is fucking out of here.
See you later. Bye. Hitting
a dinger with those clothes to bring it back. Because that's where I need to see myself.
Yeah.
On base percentage is fine. Dingers, not so much.
Not so much.
Too many base hits. We have so many base hits in the closet. Hit a dinger, get it out of here. Mm-hmm. Out of the park. AKA room, the park. Get it out of here.
Get it. Gone.
Gone. And pay me for that.
See ya.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in the cove, baby.
Brad, but did you see the bat flip today? The little kid?
The little kid, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Barely hits the ball. And
he just, like, turns around and just fucking looks at the dude.
Fucking flung it. He swung way harder on the bat flip than he did on the swing.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Fucking crazy. Anyway, gonna wrap up. What the fuck is this? Episode 9? 8?
Yeah, I think it's 9.
8 or 9? of the
it's
upstairs.
It's a woozy.
It's an 8. It's a 9. 7, 8, 9. You know, it's a joke. Anyway. But yeah, we should see you guys next week. We should be back on schedule. And this will be up Monday. What is the 24th?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do math.
Math is hard.
Counting days. There's 7. It is, hell yeah. Anyway, see you guys next week. Peace.